To a special audio sermon from the Snowed In Rejoicing Safely series by Pastor Cindy Roberts. For more resources and messages, visit us at otterbyanelkins.org. We hope you enjoy the message.
Good morning, beloved. I am so glad with the genius input of my daughter Heather that we are able to bring you this broadcast. I pray everyone is doing well and staying warm. It is a great morning to stay cuddled up with a cup of hot tea or coffee and just rejoice in the words of our Lord. Today, our focus is going to be moving from transactional religion to transformative love. And we are going to learn about how to get out of ourselves and to fast in the proper way that God wants us to. Today's scripture reading comes from Isaiah 58, verses 1 through 12, and I will be reading from the New International Version. May God place a special blessing on the reading, hearing, and understanding of this message. Shout it aloud, do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion and to the descendants of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of its God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves, and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please, and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen? Only a day for people to humble themselves? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying in sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this kind of fasting I have chosen to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of yoke, to set the oppressed free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer shelter when you see the naked to clothe them, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here am I." If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourself in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will become like noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations, and you will be called repairer of the broken walls, restorer of the streets and dwellings. These are the words of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today's message, we're going to focus on moving from transactional religion to transformative love. You know, we may be feeling spiritually burnt out right now because we haven't had the fellowship with one another. That beautiful light that God puts in each of us when we are together with other Christians. So I want you to imagine with me an exhausted person, spiritually exhausted, and that may be you, and that's okay. We are doing everything right on paper. This exhausted person, they show up at the temple, they go without food to show their dedication. They bow their heads in somber prayer. They're putting in all the work. But then they look up to the sky and scream, "Why aren't you looking, God?" They feel ignored. They feel like they've paid their dues to God, but God hasn't held up his end of the bargain. You know, here's a reality check for us. God never changes. It is us who changes. So, we often treat spirituality like a vending machine, do we not? We insert our rituals, our church attendance, our fasting, our reading, our praying, our tithes, and we expect a blessing to drop out of that vending machine. But when that blessing doesn't drop, we don't blame ourselves. We blame the machine. Now, in this passage, God answers them, but he does not comfort them. He holds up a mirror. And he says, God points out that while they were acting holy in the temple, they were living like tyrants in the street and worshiping and praising in church. And then, as one of my professors at Duke said, they'll praise in the church and cuss the people in the parking lot who won't let them out. Just so you get a feeling of what that is. You know, God is just so disgusted with them. They fast only on holy days, but they exploit their employees on work days. They deny themselves food, but they feasted on conflict, striving and fighting with their neighbors. And then God mocks them. He mocks their posture, drooping their heads like a wilting plant and sitting in ashes. You know, it was a performance of humility without the heart of humility. You know, God is essentially saying, I'm not interested in your hunger strikes if you are still full of your own ego. And let me tell you, beloved, in our culture today, there are so many people who are full of their own ego. I can see why God had Isaiah write this. God says, look, when you're full of your own ego, you cannot be close to me while you are crushing the people I love. Now, God says this is how you should fast. God redefines what true spiritual discipline looks like. It isn't about what you give up. It's about who you give to. Let me repeat that. It isn't about what you give up. It's about who you give to. God describes the fast that actually gets his attention. It is action oriented. Freedom over formality. Instead of punishing your own body, punish injustice. Break the chains of those who are unfairly imprisoned or indebted. Help them bear their burdens, actively removing heavy yokes that weigh people down, whether that is systematic oppression or personal burdens. And let us embrace radical hospitality, sharing your food with the truly hungry, not just skipping a meal yourself, opening your home to the wanderer who has no shelter, clothing those who are exposed. And we must stop hiding from our own flesh and blood. Now, this implies stopping avoidance of the difficult family responsibilities. You know, the fast that God desires is social justice flavored with personal sacrifice. It is inconveniencing yourself for the sake of another's restoration. And you know, the promise that God gives us, your light won't just trickle in. It will break forth like the dawn. Darkness and confusion will vanish. And he offers rapid healing. The wounds in your community and your soul will recover quickly. And we have his protection. Your righteousness will go before you, clearing the path, and the glory of God will guard your back. Wow, that's amazing. And then we have access. We have access to God. And this is the best part. When you call, God will say, "Here I am." The silence is broken not by louder prayers, but by louder love. Louder love. Now, I would like for you to imagine your life, not as a desert, but as a well-watered garden. Even in a drought, you remain strong because your source is deep. And God gives us a new job title in this final verse. You are no longer just a religious person. You become the repairer of broken walls, the restorer of streets to dwell in. What a title. What an act of love towards our neighbors and to our God. You know, let us stop asking God why he is silent and start asking our neighbors where they are hurting. When we feed the hungry and break the chains of injustice, we don't just find our neighbors. We find God. Let us go be repairers of the breach. Let us go and love more. Love louder in our community this week. Let us do that as the ice melts and we're able to come out of our house and we have warmer days. Let us not pray louder, but love louder. Let us pray. Lord, forgive us for the times we have been satisfied with looking holy instead of being holy. We confess that we have often chosen the easy path of ritual over the hard work of love. Open our eyes today. Help us to see the needs we walk past, the hungry, the oppressed, and the brokenhearted. Give us the courage to stop hiding from our own flesh and blood. Teach us to fast from our own selfishness, so we can feast on doing your will. Make us repairers of broken walls. Let our lives be evidence of your grace, the grace you give so freely, so that when we are called out to you, When we call out to you, your answer will be, here I am. Lord, thank you for the grace that you give us and the righteousness that you provide for us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please, please, step out of yourselves, and I will do the same. Look to help others and not want to be seen for going through the motions, but not having the heart of humility. God bless you all, and I pray to see you soon. Bye-bye.